Sunday, September 14, 2008. Dissident derides U.S. as being as crooked as China. A Taiwan-based Chinese dissident yesterday blasted the U.S., calling the country as crooked as China for rejecting an asylum request made by him and two other Chinese dissidents. Cai Lujun made the denouncement in an open letter following the rejection of his asylum request by the American Institute in Taiwan, AIT. AIT said it turned down the application because Taiwan has well-established and reliable mechanisms to assist asylum seekers and to protect their rights, so the case should be handled by Taiwan. However, Tsai said he disagreed that Taiwan has sound mechanisms in to assist asylum seekers, citing numerous delays and difficulties he experienced in finding work and money to cover his expenses. We are like half ghost and half human being and like spiritual beggars, yet the U.S. calls this an well-established and reliable mechanism. Even Taiwanese officials will blush when they hear this, he wrote in the open letter. Tsai, 40, a businessman in Hebei province, China, was jailed for 3 years for criticizing the government. He arrived in Taiwan in July last year to seek asylum. I never expected that the so-called democratic Taiwan and democratic U.S. would be the same as China. If Taiwan and the U.S. are just as crooked and shameless as China, why do they support the fight against dictatorship? He said. He and 4 other Chinese dissidents, 3 of whom arrived 4 years ago, asked to be allowed to remain in Taiwan or to seek asylum in a third country. Taiwan has kept delaying granting them asylum on the grounds that the legislature has yet to pass an asylum law. Taipei has also agreed to assist them in finding asylum in a third country. But the effort has been futile because most countries recognize China and do not want to offend Beijing. The 5 men's patience is running out because without an ID card, they cannot find work or take advantage of government benefits. On Thursday, Tsai and 2 other Chinese dissidents, Wu Yalin, 49, and Chen Rongli, 39, went to the AIT office in Taipei to apply for asylum from Washington. Tsai and Wu on Wednesday climbed over the wall into the AIT compound while Chen waited outside. Tsai and Wu were later apprehended for trespassing by AIT security staff and taken to an adjoining police station for questioning. On Thursday, the AIT's press officer, Lawrence Walker, said the case should be settled by Taiwan.